Very happy to see you once again.
今天你会发现，如果你上个月我来的时候，你在聚会的时候，你会发现我今天不用 PowerPoint.
If you were here last time I was here, you will notice the difference. I'm not going to use PowerPoint today.
因为上次我讲的题目是从软弱到刚强.
For the title of my last sermon was From Weakness to Strength.
今天我们要讲的题目是从信仰到信靠仰望.
Today, the title is From Faith to Trust.
我不是在玩文字的游戏.
I'm not trying to play with words.
是要让我们基督徒在各种所谓的软弱的当中, 因着信靠与仰望耶稣基督而活出刚强蒙福的生活.
Rather, I want us Christians to live, though being in weakness, to live out our faith and to be strong.
我不晓得 Microsoft 那时候他们发明这个 PowerPoint 的意义在什么地方.
I don't understand the meaning of their development and the invention of PowerPoint by Microsoft.
我们上班的人、学校的人、传道人都在用这个东西.
Everybody uses that.
难道不用 PowerPoint 就没有 power 也没有 point 吗？
Do you think that without PowerPoint, then we lose the power and point?
我今天要跟弟兄姐妹做一件事情，你们都有带自己的圣经，或者你们前面都有你的圣经，对不对？
I know that you all bring your own Bible, or you have the Bible in the pew box.
我请每一个人手上都有一本圣经。
I want everyone to please take a copy of the Bible.
然后你翻开犹大书，如果翻不到的话，是在启示录前面的一页。
And the book of Jude is in the last but one book. It's right in before Revelation.
我今天要用最好的 PowerPoint， 就是在你的手上的那一个。
So the best PowerPoint today is the one in your hand. That's the Bible in your hand.
所以当你翻开犹大书以后，如果没有的话，招待弟兄姐妹帮忙哈。
So if you turn to the book of Jude.
犹大书只有从头到尾只有一章两页，如果你的圣经是一页或者两页而已。
And you can see that the entire book of Jude is either just one page or two pages, depending.
很快的做一个介绍，犹大这个人呢，他其实是耶稣的弟弟。Actually, 就是他第一节、第二节，他说我是雅各的弟兄，又是耶稣基督的仆人。Jude
was a brother of Jesus, but in this book he started by introducing himself as a brother of James, and he said as a disciple of Jesus Christ.
所以你仔细看第一节、第二节的时候，你会发现一个很宝贵的东西。他写信是写给谁呢？他写信是写给我很简单的，把第一节、第二节用几个字来表达。他是写给蒙召、蒙爱、蒙保守、接受神的怜悯、平安。
So if you read in verse 1 and 2, the letter was written to those who have been called, who are loved by God and the Father, and kept by Jesus Christ. Mercy, peace, and love.
你是不是这样子的人?
Are you one of those?
我上次问过大家, 你是不是这样子的圣徒?
I asked you last time, are you one such saint?
你心中我盼望你大声的疾呼，我就是这样子的信徒。
I hope that you would all cry out and say, I am one such Christian.
每一个人都是的。
Every one of us is.
因为耶稣基督的怜悯，如果你已经信主，已经临到你的身上。
If you have already been a Christian, then the mercy and the grace of Jesus Christ is already upon you.
我们都是蒙召，也都是蒙爱，也都是蒙保守的。
So we have been called, we have been loved, and been kept.
然后这本书，犹大书，是从第四节一直到十九节，我们没有念的那个部分呢，就讲一件事情。
So from verse 4 to 19, it talks about one thing.
在当时的世代，是一个用两个简单的字，也是圣经上的字，就是第三节、第四节的字，是一个不敬虔。
So at the time of this writing, it was a time, it was a godless time.
所以一直到第十八节，请你们看。
To verse 18, please read.
所以使徒已经先预言了，神已经老早知道了，在这末世必有好讥诮的人，随从自己不敬虔的私欲而行。
So Jude already foretold, he alarmed that in the last times there would be scoffers.
你想想看，我们今天过了2000年之后的世代，比那时候更好还是更坏呢？
And after 2000 years, you see, are we better or are we worse?
你会想到说，今天的人们，你看新闻的时候就知道，我们对罪的感觉就越来越模糊了。
But if you pay attention to the news, you know that we are becoming less and less sensitive to the concept of sin.
这些大人物，这些州长，这些参议员都有一个问题，是奸淫的问题，可是我们文字上、新闻上是用婚外情这种字眼来表达。
So those people of high profiles, often you've seen many of them had these problems, adultery. But then the newspapers use a better, easier to accept word. It's called extramarital affairs.
所以我们都了解美国的离婚率已经很高了。甚至于中国样样都在进步，连这方面也在迎头赶上。
And we know that the divorce rate in the U.S. is very high, but in China, it's gaining on them.
人对生命的威胁，比如说是安乐死啦、堕胎啦、复制人。
And we also feel threatened in our lives. There's abortion, the issues of abortion, euthanasia.And cloning.
对不起，人际关系是不是越来越亲密呢？还是越来越疏远，越来越隔离
？And the relation among people, are we closer to each other or are we farther away?
忧郁症、孤单、绝望、自杀、杀人、愤怒、心理的疾病等等等等，今天跟那个时代来比，我相信是更糟糕、更严重。
I think the issue, the symptoms of depression, loneliness, despair, suicide or homicide, anxiety, anger, and psychological problems are getting worse.
是的，时代进步，生活的品质是比以前好的很多。
Yes, the quality of life has improved.
我们每一个人，你去店里面看，你去街上走，有许许多多的选择。
If you go into a store, you have many choices.
可是这些选择对我来讲，不晓得你会不会是眼花缭乱，让你每样东西都想要有。
But those choices only confuses us.
有人在笑，我想你跟我有同样的毛病。
But perhaps you have the same problem as I do.
可是你记得耶稣说过一句话吗
？But remember Jesus said.
我就不用你翻了，你一定记得。耶稣说，人若喝这井的水，就还要再渴。
If you drink the water from this well, you would become thirsty again.
我们是不是喝这井的水呢？还是喝耶稣那个从腹里流出来的永恒的水
？Are we drinking that water, the water from that well, or are we drinking the water, the overflowing water from Jesus Christ?
所以，耶稣的弟弟犹大在20-21节用“却”这个字。英文是“半”这个字，把它表达出来。我们基督徒今天的基督徒当如何生活
？So the starting word, the first word in verse 20 is "but," to highlight the way that Christians should live.
让我们从这两节的经文里面来学习，从我们的信仰如何进到信靠、仰望耶稣一个得胜。又是坚强的生活。
So I hope we can learn from these two verses how to live in a way that will bring us from faith to trust as Christians.
大家刚刚读过的第二十节跟二十一节，其实原文是一句话而已。
Actually, if you read through verse 20 and 21, it's just one sentence.
它文法的结构是这样子的。亲爱的弟兄，当然姐妹们算在内哈。亲爱的弟兄姐妹是这个句话的主旨。
And the subject of this sentence is dear friends, sisters and brothers.
那这句话的动词在哪里呢
？And the verb.
动词是在第二十一节的保守那两个字是动词。
And the main verb is in verse 21, that's keep.
然后这句话里面有四个分词。
And there are four terms here.
四个分词来描述如何要保守自己藏在神的爱中。
That is praying, that's building.Praying, waiting, or looking into.
中文就是造就、祷告与仰望的三个部分。
And that's three parts. That's building, praying, and waiting.
所以今天我们就用两节的经文，我们比较深入的来看神自己要对我们所说的话。
So let us study these two verses and try to understand what God is trying to tell us.
我们再一次简短的祷告好吗
？Let us pray again.
主耶稣基督，我们愿你的圣灵这时候亲自降临，做我们的导师。
Dear Jesus Christ, we ask that your Holy Spirit be our teacher right at this moment.
愿我们口中的言语、心中的意念都蒙你悦纳。
May the words of our mouth and the meditation of our thoughts be pleasing to you.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
好，大前提是要保守自己藏在神的爱中。
The premise is to keep ourselves in God's love always.
如何藏在神的爱中
？How do we keep ourselves in God's love always?
如果人问你的话，你怎么回答
？If anybody asks you, how are you going to answer it?
我们来看你的 PowerPoint.
And let's look at your PowerPoint.
约翰福音第十五章，你们都很熟悉的第十节。
And John 15 verse 10.
约翰福音第十五章第十节前面一段这么说：“你们若遵守我的命令，就藏在我的爱里了。”
If you follow my command, you would always be in my love.
耶稣的命令是要我们彼此相爱，也是爱人如己。
And God wants us to love ourselves and also love each other.
爱心是一个行动，是需要去经常操练的。
Love.It's an action, and it needs to practice.
大家记得耶稣讲过一个撒玛利亚人的故事吗
？If you remember the story of the Samaritans.
其实撒玛利亚人的心肠，我们每个人都有。
We know that every one of us has a bit of Samaritan's heart.
那个爱心，那个恻隐之心都有。
We all have a heart of love and sympathy.
或许时间太紧凑，或者工作。生活太忙碌，以至于走在路上看到一个被强盗受伤的一个人，就从他的旁边走过去，没有看到这个受伤的人。
But often we are overwhelmed by our own daily routines, or we run out of time, busyness, and we overlook those who need help.
就像圣经上所说的，就是那个祭司，后来有一个利未人。他们是心有余，力不足，就擦边而过。
Just like the story told us, the Levite and the priest, they just passed by the one that was on the roadside suffering.
好，撒玛利亚人却是把这个伤的受伤的人带起来裹伤，做各样的准备。这是好撒玛利亚人的榜样。耶稣要我们学习爱心，实际是一个行动。
But the Good Samaritan.Took time and took care of the injured on the roadside and prepared for all those things. And that is a story that we ought to learn because love needs practice.
爱也是一个选择。
Love is also a choice.
耶稣选择先爱你，在你不爱他的时候，他先爱。
Jesus has loved us before we love him.
甚至于有人在反对他的时候，耶稣已经爱了你的是吗？
And Jesus loved us even before you were opposing him.
请大家举一个手，你已经信主的，你举手让我看一下。
Those who are Christians, please raise your hand.
感谢主，感谢主，请放下。
Thank God. Thanks.
我要提醒大家一个事情，跟我在内。
I want to remind you that includes myself.
不要忘记你信主的经过。
Do not forget the process and how you became saved.
不管是昨天几个月前，甚至于几十年前。
Whether it was a few days ago, yesterday, or several decades ago.
那就是你所谓的起初的爱心，不能离弃。
That was your first love, and you ought not forsake it.
耶稣也警告我们说，这世界上会有许许多多的不法的事情，所以我们的爱心呢，是会渐渐冷淡的。
Jesus also alarmed us that because of the increase of wickedness of the time, the love of people would grow cold.
所以我们的犹大弟兄这时候讲说，要保守自己，藏在神的爱中。
Therefore, our brother Jude said, we must keep ourselves always in God's love.
换句话说，如果我们不竭力的去保守的话，有可能会失去的。
Therefore, if we do not make every endeavor and make earnest effort to keep it, we might lose that love.
所以基督徒信仰的生活的一个大原则是要保守自己，藏在神的爱中。那怎么去做呢？
So an important principle, the main principle of Christian life is to keep ourselves in God's love.
所以如何保守就有三个分词来描述，来帮助我们。
So how do we do it? So there are three things that we must follow.
那也就在这两节经文里面，第一个就是要造就自己，第二个是在祷告，第三个就是仰望。
Which are written in this verse.Number one is to building up yourself, and second is praying, and third is looking into or waiting for.
所以一二三已经有三个点了，好，我们就一点一点来看。
So let's examine one by one.
每一点都是一个公开的秘方。
Everyone is a well-known remedy.
那么第一点，如何我们在至圣的正道上造就自己
？So first.How do we build up ourselves in the most holy faith?
造就这个字很有意思，就像建造，像工程一样。
And this is a very interesting term because it's just like an engineering project, a building project.
我们中间有许多是学工程的
，many of you
是教工程的，也很多是工程师，甚至于你是顾问的工程师。
Many of you are engineers as a profession.
可是有更多的人，包括我在内，是享受工程完成以后的好处。
But many of us also are the ones that receive the accomplishments of these engineering projects.
我每次从芝加哥来 South Bend， 我最担心的是一件事情。
Every time I come from Chicago, every time I come to South Bend, one thing that worries me the most is，
那就是每一次经过八十九十九十四这几条公路挤在一起。密西根湖南边的那一段所谓的瓶颈
，and that is to go through the bottleneck right directly south of Lake Michigan, that is around Gary and LaPorte.
可是经过差不多十年的光景，哈
，but after about 10 years,
我最近发现很感谢主，这条公路完全修好了，左边右边四条干干净净的。公路现在路差不多能够畅通无阻。
And after 10 years of the expansion project, now the traffic flows freely.
让我想到这个工程是一寸一寸盖起来的，这个工程是一块砖一块砖落起来的，是一分一秒，是日以继夜逐渐做成的。
So this reminds me, the accomplishment of this project was done.Brick by brick, inch by inch, day and night, by all these people's sweat.
我们信主是因信而得生。
So we Christians are born again by faith.
可是耶稣告诉我们，我们做耶稣的门徒是造就而成的。
But as disciples, as Jesus told us, that disciples of Christ.Are made.
那就是马太福音28:19大使命的第一句话：你们要去使万民做我的门徒。
And that is written in Matthew 28:19, the first sentence Jesus said to his disciples, Go and make disciples of all nations.
所以有一本书，如果你们看过的话，说门徒是造就出来的，门徒不是生的。
Therefore, there is a book entitled, perhaps you've seen it, entitled "Disciples of Christ Are Made, Not Born."
每一个信主的弟兄姐妹，我们这时候要从这一集这本书里面得到提醒，我们要学习造就自己。
So, every one of us, every Christian, must learn from this book that we need to learn how to build up ourselves.
神给每一个基督徒都有许多的恩赐。
God gives every Christian different talents.
为的是要造就教会。
So that we can all build up the church.
教会给弟兄姐妹许多造就的机会。
And the church also provides many opportunities for us to build ourselves.
是要让每一个基督徒要负责任来造就自己。
So that every Christian can take the responsibility to build themselves or build themselves, build up ourselves responsibly.
刚刚听到你们的祷告，知道你们在寻找一位牧师，也有一位candidate 要在你们的中间。
I heard that you during the pastoral prayer that you are seeking a pastor and you also have a candidate that is coming soon.
是的，我们会期待一个传道人给我们有许多的造就。
Yes, we hope that a pastor or a God's servant would give us a lot of building up, would edify us.
可是不要忘记，责任是在你自己，要造就自己。圣经很清楚的这样子告诉我们。
But please do remember that the responsibility is mostly on you. You have to build up yourself.
我们彼此做弟兄姐妹，我们不是张着口等人家来喂养，更不是长大了还要人家来喂奶。
We as Christian brothers and sisters, we should not be just waiting for others to feed us, or even as we grow, we are still waiting for people to breed us.
箴言书有一句话是接近责备人的话。
And in the Proverbs, there is a verse that's nearly a rebuke.
你们要翻也可以，不要翻也没有关系，我读出来给你听，是在第26章的第15节。
It's written in chapter 26, 15, verse 15.
他这样子说，懒惰的人他放手在盘子里，就是巷口撤回，也以为疲乏。
It says, the sluggard buries his hands in the dish. He is too lazy to bring it back to his mouth.
英文的翻译很好。
I think the English translation is very good.
问题就在懒这个字。
And the bottom line, the problem is really laziness.
希望我们不是一个懒惰的人。
I hope we're not one such person.
我们要造就别人，也不要忘记造就自己。
We want to build up others, but do not forget that we also need to build up ourselves.
就像耶稣说，你要爱人，也要如己。
And just Jesus, like Jesus said,You need to love others like yourself.
所以读经祷告绝对不是初信主初信造就的部分，是一辈子要做的事情。
Therefore, your daily devotion, reading the scripture and praying is not something that the new Christians do only.
好的，那我们要喂养什么？我们要造就什么东西呢？
So what are we feeding ourselves and what are we building?
圣经很清楚告诉我们至圣的正道。
The Bible says we feed ourselves the most holy faith.
这几个字乍看之下一读就过去了。哦呀呀呀。
And perhaps you read it and it did not catch your attention.
至圣的正道，神本为圣，所以神的话、神的道理本来就是圣的。
God is holy, therefore His word and His truth is holy.
什么叫正道
？But what is the truth?
真理之道
is the word of the truth.
就是信仰的总和。
That is the summary of our faith.
各位信主的弟兄姐妹，我问你一句话：如果有人问你说，某某弟兄、某某姐妹，你信基督教，好，哎，请你告诉我你信什么
？You as a Christian, if anyone asks you, yes, you are a Christian.But what is your faith? What do you believe in?
那你一想说，那我怎么回答呢
？How do you answer it？
我给你一个建议。
Let me give you a suggestion。
请问我有多少时间
？Let me ask you how many how much time do I have to answer this question？
如果对方说一分钟
，If the guy that asked you said one minute，
那我给你一个建议。
Then I give you a suggestion。
啊，仔细听哈。
So listen carefully。
信仰是有对象、有根基、有内涵的。
Faith is composed of a person who, foundation and contents.
信仰的对象是神自己，我是真知道我所信的是谁。信仰的根基是神的信实，他说话算话，必不说谎。信仰的内涵是神的应许，是圣经里面所启示的应许。神的应许必要成就。
So in one minute, this is what you said. So our faith includes the person who, and that is God himself. And God himself is the one that created us, that we believe in. The foundation is God's faithfulness, his promise. He meant what he said, he never lied. And the content or the body of faith is, again, the promise of our Lord.
你们觉得怎么样？
And what do you think?
如果你们再有更多的时间，有一个钟头，一天，我都愿意跟你分享。
But if you have more time, you have 1 hour or a whole day, then you can share more.
可是就在那一分钟的里面，我们抓到的信仰的一个三个很重要的部分。
But in 1 minute, you can show these three important components of our faith.
我建议我们弟兄姐妹好好的在这三方面你去下功夫造就自己，从神的话语去学习那个 power， 学习那个 points 在什么地方。
And I suggest that you take these three points seriously and through the Bible verses help yourself and build yourself up to learn what this faith is about.
时间的关系我不进入每一个点，可是我给了一些经文给黄一方弟兄，或许你们要的话可以跟他要做一个参考。
So because of time, I would not go into the details of all the Bible verses that I could share with you. And if you're interested, go to Yifang and he would let you know.
所以要保守自己藏在神的爱中，活出信仰的第一个秘诀，就是基督徒要认识你所信的是谁，信靠他的信实，确认他的应许必要应验，这就是至圣的真道。
So, to keep yourself in the love of God, the first remedy is to understand the components, the three important components of our faith, that there is a person who, there's foundation, and there's content, and it's the God's promise that we will be with them.
知道了就要照着去行，听到也要去行道。
Once you know it, you have to follow it. You have to act on it.
比如说，你已经学会开车的，不去开车，那不是很浪费吗？
For example, if you learn how to drive, you know how to drive, but you don't drive, but isn't that learning wasted?
你已经学了语文，学英文，学中文，要去操练，不去说，不是很可惜吗？
You've learned certain languages like English or other languages, but if you don't get a chance to practice or don't speak it, then it's wasted.
学烹饪不下厨请我们吃饭那更是可惜了。
And if you know how to cook, you learn to cook, but you don't cook, that would be wasted.
爱心没有行动那真的是更加可惜了。
Love without action would be shamefully wasted.
所以我们第一点就停在这里，我们一起勉励好吗？
So we just stop here for the first pointAnd we encourage each other.
要在至圣的正道上造就自己。
We must build ourselves up in the most holy faith.
第二点是说要在圣灵里面祷告。
And second, we must pray in the Spirit.
你一读就读过去了。
And perhaps you just read through it.
那我们要想一想啊，我问你们一个问题啊，有没有圣灵之外的祷告？
Is there any prayer that's outside of the Spirit?
你觉得有的举手看看。
If you feel it that way, you can raise your hand.
有一两位，感谢主，这很勇敢的弟兄姐妹举手。
Yes, I'm. Thank God that there are courageous sisters and brothers.
我读一句话给你们听，你们自己做判断，看这个是在圣灵里面的祷告，还是圣灵外面的祷告，从圣经里面出来的。
So let me read you a Bible verse, and you tell me whether this is a prayer in the spirit or outside of spirit.
有一个法利赛人哈是这样子祷告的。
A Pharisee pray in the following way.
他说：“神啊，我感谢你，我不像别人勒索、不义、奸淫，也不像这个税吏，我一个礼拜禁食祷告两次。”凡我所得的都捐上十分之一。
He prayed and said, God, I thank you that I'm not like other men, robbers, evildoers, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week and give one tenth of all I get.
你说这个祷告是什么样的祷告？
Tell me what kind of prayer this is.
记载在路加福音第十八章十一节到第十二节。
This is recorded in the book of Luke 18:11-12.
圣经用四中文圣经用四个字来表达，说这个人法利赛人是自言自语。
So in Chinese translation, it says he was speaking to himself, using his own words.
神的话有的时候真的是刺透人心的。
God's word.Can be very penetrating.
那什么叫做在圣灵里面的祷告呢？
So what is a prayer in the spirit?
我用一个很简单的比喻，就像在我们开车的时候，你们有没有这样子一个经验？
Now I don't know if you have this kind of experience driving on highway.
你在开 highway 的时候，如果你偏到黄线外面的时候，有的时候你会听到一个很恐怖的声音。
If you happen to steer on to beyond the yellow line, you would hear a terrible sound.
你会笑，因为我也经过这样子的事情。
Because I have experienced several times myself.
可是你被那个很恐怖的声音，你就警醒了，赶快把车子拉回来，开回到正道，开回到至圣的正道上面。
But once you hear that terrible sound, you immediately steer it back so that you'll be on the right track.So that you will be on the most holy faith, the track of most holy faith.
我又要谢谢那些公路的工程师，他在路旁黄线外面加上一些坑坑洞洞的东西，所以车子轮胎走过去，好像你的轮胎爆了一样。
So I want to thank those engineers who designed this road, so that it could give you proper alarms.
你知道吗？我们要感谢神，神赐下他的话。在我们的人生的道路上画上黄线。
I also want to thank God that He gave us His word, and those words include those yellow lines, just like yellow lines on the highway.
告诉你，告诉我，什么是正路，什么是邪路，什么是岔路。
And it clearly tells us what is the right path and what is the wrong one.
这也是我们要自己去造就自己的地方。
And this is also something that we need to learn and build ourselves up.
同时也不要忘记，马路上的黄线过不久都要重新再油漆一次，是不是？
And you must also remember those yellow lines must be repainted every once in a while.
我们在学习真道，在生活的操练上，我们也需要重新划线，那就是回到造就自己。就是回到读经祷告上面。
And in our daily lives, as we build ourselves up, we try to learn from these truths. We must also repaint ourselves, and that is to redraw those yellow lines, and that is through our daily devotion, praying and reading the scripture.
所以在圣灵里面的祷告就是如此。
And therefore.The prayer in the spirit is like this.
圣灵会提醒你神所说的话。
The Holy Spirit will remind you God's word.
你多祷告，神的话就又回到你的心中。
The more you pray God's word, the more God's word would enter your heart.
你就越能够抗拒许许多多外来放纵情欲啊，什么不敬虔的环境的影响。
And more able that you are to resist the lustly temptations.
使徒保罗教我们说如何在圣灵里面祷告。
Apostle Paul taught us how to pray in the Spirit.
我要请大家翻开以弗所书的第六章的第十八节。
I'd like you to turn to the book of Ephesians, the epistles to the Ephesians, chapter 6, verse 18.6:18.
六章十八节这么说：要靠着圣灵，随时多方祷告祈求，并要在此警醒不倦，为众圣徒祈求。
In the epistle of to the Ephesians, chapter 6, verse 18, we read, "Pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert.And always keep on praying for all the saints.
使徒保罗已经很明显告诉我们，
靠着 clearly,
靠着圣灵，英文翻译的很好，就是在圣灵的里面。
That is pray in the spirit.
有中文有八个字，随时多方，警醒不倦。
And in Chinese, there are eight words. It's like always.And on all occasions, and be alert and restless.
所以我们要无时无刻，无论何处行走、躺卧、俯伏、跪下、开眼睛、闭眼睛，都可以祷告的。
Therefore, no matter where we are, at what time, anywhere, whether we're walking or lying down.Or kneeling on our knees, or whatever posture, with our eyes open or closed, we can always pray.
不管大事小事，好事坏事，公事私事，全部带到神的施恩宝座前，
and
倾心吐意。
No matter what it is, big or small, public or private affairs, we can always bring them to.God's throne, the merciful throne.
刚刚我们读的路加福音第十八章那一个法利赛人的祷告的后面。
So, following the story of the Pharisee's prayer written in the book of Luke,
他说他不像那一个税吏。
So the Pharisee said he was not like that tax collector.
圣经在路加福音十八章十三节这么说。
So in Chapter 18, verse 13, it says,
那个税吏啊，就远远地站着，连举目望天也不敢，只垂着胸说：神啊，开恩，可怜我这个罪人。
So the tax collector stood at a distance, and he would not even look up to heaven, but beat his breast and said, God, have mercy on me, a sinner.
你说这个是不是圣灵里面的祷告
？So tell me, is this a prayer in spirit?
从这样子的祷告里面，我们学习使徒保罗告诉我们如何随时多方，如何警醒不倦的祷告。
So through this kind of prayer, we learn how to pray anytime, anywhere, and alert and persistently.
求神开恩，求神怜悯。所以我们就能够藏在神的爱中。
So may God have mercy on us that we can always be in His love.
当这个税吏仰望的时候
，When this tax collector looked up，
他把他的信仰已经转成信靠，也是仰望。
He turned his faith into trust, into looking up.
那么我们就进到今天犹大书的第三点。
And so now we enter the third point.
那就是仰望主耶稣基督的怜悯。
And that is to look into the mercy of Jesus Christ.
仰望这两个字很难用几个字来翻译出来或者是解释出来。
And this word is very hard. This is very hard to translate.
所以让我用一串字来表达。
So let me express it with...A number of terms.
那就是一种很真切的一个盼望，是一个信靠独一的主宰，期待他所应许的一定会成就的一个盼望。
And so this word looking into reflects a truthful expectation and hope that is trusting in the one and only God that would keep his promise and deliver what he had promised to us.
因为你所信的神是做事直到如今的神。
Because the God that we believe in is the one that continued working until the day today.
很简单的，从历史的角度来看，以色列会亡国，以色列人会回归，到1948年2000年之后，以色列会复国，还有耶稣说福音要遍传，耶稣说他要再来，这都是我们仰望盼望的一个部分。
If you examine the history, you know that the Israelite, the kingdom of Israel will be ruined, but then they'll be rebuilt, reconstructed in 1948, and the gospel will be preached to all nations. Jesus is coming again. All these things are delivered.
所以希伯来书告诉我们，信是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据啊。
Therefore, in the book of Hebrew, it says to us, faith is. Sorry, I missed that. Faith is being sure of what we hope for, and certain of what we do not see.
谢谢。好，怜悯又是什么东西呢？
And what is mercy?
简单的说，怜悯就是该罚的没有被罚，就这样子。
Simply put, is those who deserve to be punished are not punished.
就像我们信主的过程一样。
Just like the way we become Christians.
耶稣基督上十字架，付上罪的工价，完成了救赎。
Jesus Christ paid the price for us on the cross and completed the redemption for us.
我们该罚的没有受罚，却因着耶稣的怜悯，我们得了救赎。这就是神的爱，直到永生。
We, those who deserve the punishment, did not get the punishment, but rather Jesus Christ paid the price for us and redeemed us and give us the eternal life. And that is the mercy.
我现在要讲一个故事给大家听。
Let me tell you a story.
这个故事里面有三个圣人。
And there are three saints in the story.
我知道翻译不太容易的，不过。
And I know that it's probably not easy to translate.
所以我很谢谢今天翻译的弟兄。
So thank the interpreter.
故事是这样子说的。
The story goes like this.
有一个孩子不小心掉在坑里面，坑里面满是烂泥巴，又脏又冷，他在坑里面哀呼求救。
There was a little boy that fell into a pit, and the pit, of course, was very dirty, filled with mud, and was also with water and dirty and cold.
没多久，有一位灰头发、长胡须的老人走过，他脸上好像很纯洁无瑕，若有所思。
And he was crying, but not long after that, an old man passed by, gray hair, nicely clean, with clean dress, and his face was almost flawless, as if he was meditating on something.
所以他就说，孩子啊，你怎么了？掉在坑里不好受啊。
And he said, a little boy, what happened? You're in a pit. I think it must be painful to be there.
那个孩子就说，先生啊，我不小心掉在坑里，请你救我上来好吗？
And the boy cried out and said, please help me, help me. I fell into this pit carelessly. Please save me.
那个老先生这样子回答，他说，孩子啊，我是孔老夫子的子弟啊，你如果好好的读他的书，照他的话去做，你今天就不会落到这个光景，落到这个地步。
So the old man said, well, I'm the disciple of Confucius. If you study his book well, follow his word, and you would not have fallen into this pit. What a pity.
那个孩子 提高音量，就这样子喊着说：“老师啊，还是求求你救我上来！你看我在这个烂泥巴又脏又能。”
And so the little boy cried out even louder and said, "Teacher, please save me! Please help me! Lift me up! You see, this is so cold and so dirty." But
他正等着回音，就抬头一看，哎呀，那个老先生不见了。
As he lifted up his face, his head.He saw the man disappeared.
没多久
Not long after that.
又有一个满脸红光、圆圆胖胖的人走过来。
And there was another man, kind of chubby, and his face was shiny.
他听到坑里面有个哀哭，所以他就弯腰一看，哎呦，有人掉在坑里面。
And he saw somebody, he heard something from pit, and he.Bowed down and saw a little boy there.
所以他就立刻双手合十，双目紧闭，口中就念念有词。
So he closed his hands, put his hands together, and closed his eyes, and he was murmuring something.
他说：“孩子啊，你怎么了？”
He said, "Little boy, what happened?"
那孩子就说：“先生，我不小心掉在坑里，请你救我上来好吗？”
Again, the little boy said, "I."Fell into the pit carelessly, by accident. Please lift me up.
上面的人这样子说。
And so the guy said,
哎呀
man said,
孩子啊，我是佛祖的徒弟啊，你要紧闭双目，盘膝而坐，重叠双臂，忘记自己，为你不要再想这些事情，你会跟我一样。四大皆空，六根清净，超越人间疾苦，进入涅槃啊。
And the man said, "Boy, I am a Buddhist. You must like me. Sit crisscross and cross your arms across your chest. Forget about yourself. Do not think of any worthy things. You just do as I do and."Rid of any of the lustly thoughts or any worldly matters, then you would transcend all the suffering and torture in the world.
那个孩子就鼓起他的力气，就说：“师父啊，求你救我上来好吗？”
So taking some courage, the boy cried out again. He said, "Please help me, get me out of here."
孩子正等着回音，却是一片的寂静。他抬头一看，那个人也走了。
But he got no response. It was very quiet. And he lifted up his head. The man disappeared again.
经过这两次的打击，这个孩子陷入了绝望。
So after these two defeats, he was almost in despair.
过了许久，又有一个人听到。坑里面有哭声，就走到这个坑的旁边。
After a while, a man passed by, and again he heard a voice from the pit.
这个人长相很普通，没有佳容美形，脸上却也带着受苦的痕迹。
And this man, just like a regular person, doesn't have any special good look or anything.Rather, even his face showed the marks of suffering.
坑里面的孩子听到脚步声，头也不想回了。他就鼓起勇气说：“先生啊，请你帮帮忙好吗？”
So the boy heard the footsteps, and he did not want to put his hope too high. So he just said, "Mister, please help me, get me out of here."
上面的人就回答说：“怎么啦，孩子
？”So the man said, "What happened, little boy?"
故事这么说：说时迟，那时快，话刚刚说完，就有一条绳子从上面垂下来，上面那个人就沿着绳子就立刻下到孩子的身边。
So soon after that, there was a rope that was lowered. That man came down and helped the boy up.
所以那个人就用他的大能的膀臂扶着孩子一步一步爬到了坑的上面，还给这个孩子裹伤，给他擦洗，给他吃东西，让他休息。
And with his strong arm, he lifted him up and climbed out of the pit and took care of his wound and cleaned him up and give him food to eat and rest.
孩子睡饱了醒了。
So after he had a good rest, he woke up.
他就问这个人说, the boy woke up. 你是谁?
And he asked him, who are you?
这个人说, 我是耶稣的门徒。
And this man said, I am a disciple of Jesus Christ.
从此以后, 那个孩子就决定跟随耶稣。
And therefore, that boy also followed Jesus Christ. From
这是一个,
that point on.
这是一个比喻的故事。
This is a parable.
在这个比喻的故事里面, 我想让你能够摸到 什么叫做仰望耶稣的怜悯?
And this parable teaches us how to look up to the mercy of Jesus Christ.
我们真是要保守自己藏在神的爱中。
We really need to keep ourselves always in the love of God.
在至圣的真道上要造就自己。
To build ourselves up in the most holy faith.
靠着圣灵祷告，仰望主耶稣的怜悯。
And pray in the Spirit and look up to the mercy of God.
我既然说这里有三点，可是不能三缺一哦。
Though I said there are three points, but those three points must all be taken.
因为彼此是相辅相成。
Because they complement each other.
我们来做一个结束。
Let us do a conclusion here.
应用。